Greetings, fans, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our current series of studies, Why the Bible Was Written. And today we wish to consider particularly that we might know how to live the Christian life. The Bible was written that we might know how to live the Christian life, not that solely, because we're going to consider seven things as to why it was written. It was written to reveal Christ. It was written that we might believe on Christ. It was written that we might know that we're saved. And today, with the help of the Lord, that we might know how to live the Christian life. Now, this subject is so broad, so many things to consider, that to make it consecutive, make it reachable, make it understandable, we have broken it up into the periods of the Christian life. We're going to talk about guidance to the newly saved person. And then we're going to talk about guidance given to the young person. Does the Bible give this in particular? Yes, it does. And then guidance to the church in general. And then guidance to the elderly. Now, it gives us guidance from the time that we trusted Christ right on through till we are with the Lord in heaven. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, these words: As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Babies desire milk. And Peter draws a parallel between the natural and the spiritual here. Just as the natural baby desires milk, the spiritual baby desires milk too. It just ravages it. It just loves the milk of the word. And that the word is spoken of as milk. As a matter of fact, it's spoken of in two ways: as the milk of the word and as the strong meat. Now, we're going to talk about the milk because we're going to consider that period in our lives when we're first saved. Now, we read in the scriptures that we're to grow stronger, and then we're to be kept from sin. Now, for instance, in Psalm 119 and 11, we read there, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, it's important for that child of God to go into the Word of God and enjoy the Word for itself. I remember before God saved my soul, when I was still on the religious treadmill, trying to be saved by my good works, ignoring the fact that Christ had purchased my salvation with his death on the cross of Calvary. Before I was saved, I was trying to read through the Bible. I tried several times, and I never got through the Pentateuch. It was too dry for me. I couldn't take it. But I'm thinking of since I've been saved, I love the Word of God. I heard a young lady say once, in her experience, who had just been recently saved, she told me with joy, I'm reading my Bible, and she says, I have read from Matthew through 2 Corinthians, and she says, would you believe it? There are only two verses in all of that reading that I don't understand. The Bible was an open book to her. I wish I could say that. That there are only two verses between Matthew chapter 1 and the 2 Corinthian epistle that I understood perfectly. But it was an open book to her. It was food. She was devouring it. And certainly, we expect the young Christian to love the Word of God. Now, it keeps us from sin. It's important to read the Scriptures. Now, let's talk about guidance given to the young person. This is found in Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 3, and then we will read in verse 14 and go over to chapter 4. Verse 14 we read, These things write I unto thee, Paul writing to Timothy, his son in the faith, These things I write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry, that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Now in chapter 4, he gives Timothy those instructions. These are to a young man. All right, let's see what he says. Verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That is verse 12. Now this is Paul's instruction. This is that we might know what we are doing for God. And Timothy here himself is receiving these instructions. Now we have instructions of what we are to say and what we're to do. We are to say in verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of others in word. The youth is rashful. Paul says, Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth, but be an example in word, then in what we do, in faith, and in word, in conversation, rather, and then in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And he says, till I come, give attendance to reading. This is just exactly what we've been talking about, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may be appear unto all. Take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Thou wilt preserve people who hear you. Oh, what instructions he gives in Timothy, that he might know how to control what he says, what he does, to love his brothers and his sisters, to have the right attitude, to have purity, a clean life, teaching others, concentrating, knowing your Bible. Let's talk about now the guidance to the church in general. Now, we are to emphasize the spiritual in our lives. For instance, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, we read there, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth. The person that is, this is the people of the church, and we're talking now about that which applies to the whole church. We are emphasize the spiritual in our lives in contrast to the earthy. We are to emphasize that we are to live above. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where he sits, on the right hand of the throne of God. Set your affections on things up there, not on things on the earth. Oh, what an admonition. Then we're to lead prayerful lives. In that same epistle, Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, we read these words, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Well, no, that's not the verse I went. It's continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgivings. We'll get to the other verse in just a few moments. We are to set our affections on things above, continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We're to be a praying people, and then we're to watch carefully and see how God answers our prayer. This is the guidance for the Christian life. Now we'll go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Don't depend upon your own good judgment. Now I know the Lord gives us good judgment, but we are to seek for our pathway, our guidance through this life. We are to seek the wisdom of the Lord. In James 1 and 5, we read there, God, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Promise, if you please, we will be given the wisdom that we need. We're to live controlled lives. In Philippians chapter For we're to think of our thoughts first of all. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we're told what to think about. Live in these controlled lives. It has been well said, when you're alone, watch your thoughts. When you're with others, watch your tongue. When you're at home, watch your temper. Listen how the scripture answers these questions, each one. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, this is watching your thoughts. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, all of these wonderful things are true about Christ. We're to think about Him. Now, when we are others, with others, watch your tongue. In James chapter 3, He warns us of the havoc that a loose tongue can bring. We're to watch our tongue when we're in company. When we're at home, we're to watch our temper. We read in Ephesians 6 and 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. This is at home. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We are to watch our temper in the matter of correcting our children, and in our admonitions to those in the home, we are to really watch our temper. Now, the scriptures give guidance to the elderly. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 1, we read, but speak the things which become sound doctrine, his admonition to Timothy, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Then he goes to the ladies, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, in all of these scriptures that we have been reading, we have been considering the fact, if you please, that there are instructions that are given in the word of God, written to us in the epistles, penned by human instruments. They've been given to show how that we should live the Christian life. I've barely scratched the surface. I've just stopped to bring out these different categories to the newly saved person, to the young person, to the church in general, and to the elderly, to show how complete the scriptures are in leading us and guiding us to live the Christian life. Read your Bibles. In every one of these, the Bible is necessity. Read your Bibles, then you will understand how you are to live the Christian life. Father, we pray your blessing upon this broadcast, that it may bring fruit into our lives for Christ. In his name we pray, amen.